The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Pei. By the way, after I said the shiur on yesterday's blot, I remembered that I did speak about this topic in Masechta Chulin, or maybe I will speak about this topic in Masechta Chulin. But I am giving this. These shiurim are a little bit more elaborate than those shiur, than that shiur I said in Masechta Chulin, being that we're now in the sugya of the Yeshbila, and also we just learned the Gemaras about Geizrin Gzeira B'Mikdash two blot ago. So I mentioned the raya yesterday from the Zrika of the Dam of the Korban Pesach. There's a very good question on this raya. We find two blot ago in Zvachim that it says in the Gemara that really, mid'oraisa, I'm allowed to take dam that has roiv dam of a ksheira and miyad dam of a treif, and I'm allowed to be zayir that dam on the mizbeach. Why? Because there's a question what the pshat in that is. The simple explanation seems to be because the Gemara is following the opinion that holds that roiv. We imagine the dam of the treif as though it's water. However, the Gemara says that there's iser mid'rabbanon to be zayir such dam. So the raya that we said over yesterday would be a valid raya again if we're talking about a question of a darabanon, like the question by the milk, since we know midoy raisa, a miut of milk, a small percentage of milk that's less than roiv of the milk, less than half of the container is treif. That would be batal midoy raisa. However, midarabanon is not batal. So the whole question of statistics versus roiv is only applicable on a drabbanon level, but when it comes to the raisidika question, there's no question that it's bottom of the raisa, and therefore the statistics doesn't make me assume that I'm being over the raisidika, but only drabbanon the kisser. So for that, there will be a good raya from the case that we mentioned. However, on a deraisa level, that wouldn't apply. So when it comes to being metame a koyin, when I bring a mace onto a plane that has a koyin, it's very difficult to rely on this raya. There's a raya contrary to the raya that we were bringing, which is from a Rashba in Masechtas Shavuos, that says that there's a case where a koyin finds himself deep in a base, a koyin wants to go jumping over a number of kvarim in order to get somewhere. So the Rashba says that even though Roiv tells us that most of these kvarim would not be metame a koyin, because Roiv aroin is yeshba and peseach tefach, so therefore the koyin has the right to assume if he's jumping over one aroin that he's not being over an esser. But the Rashba says that when the Kohen is going and jumping over a lot of Aroinus, he has to assume that he's being Oiver Nisr, because even though Roiv tells us that each particular Aroin doesn't have has a Peseach Tefach, and therefore it's not Matami the Kohen, nevertheless, when the Kohen jumps over many Kvarim together, one after the other, and he has to jump over all those Kvarim in order to get to his destination, we would say that statistics tells us that he's certainly jumping over a kever that does not have a Peseach Tefach. And therefore, so you see in the Rashba that on a deraisidical level, certainly we cannot rely on this raya that we brought from Masechtas Psachim. Indeed, there's another raya also from Mishnah Masechtas Zavim, in Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, I believe it is, that somebody once pointed out to me, that the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if a Torah person goes to sleep and he leaves his clothes next to him, he can assume that his clothes became Tamei, because it's, if he's in Rosh Hashanah, if he goes to sleep in a thoroughfare and people are walking by and stepping on his clothing, he can assume his clothing became Tamei, because even though most people are not Zavim, we can assume that when many people passed over his clothing and stepped on it, probably there was one Zav included in the mix, and therefore he can assume that his clothing is Tamei. So it seems that on a deraisidika level, we do have a problem. There's another way of looking at this. We can say that it's not a question of deraisa or derabanan. We can say that statistics will overturn the psak vadai of roiv, and it tells us that we don't have a vadai psak. We can't say with certainty that there's no treif over here, but it lowers it to the level of suffix. Since we already determined that this item was kosher, even though later on there's a an overwhelming number of things get mixed in, and we have to, and the assumption will be that one of them is certainly not kosher, we say it sort of balances out, and we end up with a suffix. We don't have a determination either way. We don't say it's for sure kosher. We don't say it's for sure treif. It's a suffix. That is very helpful when we mention the next raya. In other words, so if you say it's a suffix, so when it comes to the raises, you'll have to assume that it's no good. But when it comes to Rabbanan, Zavid, Rabbanan Lekula. I don't know how much that's going to help out when it comes to the Mishnah in Zavid, in Tyrus, because in that case, talking about a Safek Tuma and Rishas Harabim, which you go Lekula. So I don't know if it helps to that. However, I just want to say over interesting Raya that my Rabbi Rabbi Shlomo Miller said, he made a very interesting point. The Gemara in Chulin tells us that a person really doesn't know who his father is. There are women who, unfortunately, are mezana. That's one point. Okay. So the Gemara says that we rely on Roiv to tell us that a person's father is his father and that he's not a mamzer. Now, that's okay when a person just has one father to worry about. However, in order for a person not to be a mamzer, he has to assume that not a single one of his ancestors was a mamzer. And since we're only relying on Roiv, and there certainly were some people statistically who were mezana, and each person in Klal Yisrael comes from thousands upon thousands, possibly even millions way more than millions. The number of unions of man and woman that happened in order to create each person in Klal Yisrael is a massive, massive number. And to assume that not a single one of those was illegitimate is very, very hard. Additionally, we know that there were mamzerim in Klal Yisrael, and those mamzerim got mixed in. And since every person knows that he comes from a lot of people, when you go back 2,000 years, the assumption is that each person has one ancestor who's a mamzer. So if so, each person can say, I'm a vadai mamzer. So if you say, like what we were just saying before, that when you have a psak and then you have a preponderance of an overwhelming mixture that gets mixed together of things that you already had a psak on, that it becomes a suffix, so then the question of mamzer is not so serious. Because even though mamzer is the raisa, we know that suffix mamzer is mutter. And therefore, even though a person can assume that one of his ancestors was a mamzer, but since at the time it was passing that person is not a mamzer, so right now we'll only treat it as a suffix, and therefore suffix mamzer is mutter. The question is why every person is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, if so. Okay, that's a good question. But at least every person is allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl. Let me just think if there's anything else to add to this discussion. I think that's about it. Okay, very good. Thanks for listening.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.